morning and welcome to our first ever all-in cafe church. Hopefully we will manage to squeeze everybody in. Wasn't quite prepared for so many joining us this morning. So a really big welcome, especially to people who haven't been here before. It's lovely to see you. Church is not normally quite like this, but hopefully you'll have a fun morning. And a really special welcome to Shirley, who's back and hasn't been here for a while. So lovely to see you, Shirley. So welcome back. So my name is Helen, and I'm the Children and Families Ministry Leader here at St Andrews and All Saints. And it is really lovely to see you all. And please feel free to get a coffee or drinks for children. There's snacks at the back. And there's some colouring at the back as well if your little ones need some colouring to do. It's a really relaxed, informal service. And it's going to be a relaxed and informal time of worship. So please just feel free to get up if you need to get something, another coffee. That's perfectly fine. So this summer, we are looking at the parables of Jesus.
And parables are
stories that Jesus told. And today, as you probably guessed from on the screen, we are starting with the parable of the talents. I'm not starting because you might have done a parable last week. But anyway, today we're looking at the parable of the talents. But just before we start, I'd like to pray. Father God, thank you that we can meet here today. Thank you for the stories that Jesus told, which help us to understand more about you. Please help us to worship you here today and to hear what you have to say to us. Amen. We're going to start our service singing My Guardian. Over to Jane and Derek.
Yes. I'm on. Yes, I am. Yes, would you like to stand and
sing this song?
It'll be words about on the screen.
Trust in you.
Let's clap.
You are God, our great defender, strong in love.
God. You are God, our great defender, strong in love, forever faithful. We are yours and we will trust in you. God, a great big clap, shall we? Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Brilliant. Do sit down and thank you so much. And a special welcome today to Derek, who's joined us for the first time on keyboards. And it's brilliant. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm not very good with clickers and things. It might be Simon. Right, so now we've got a challenge for you. So we're going to spend a few minutes. You've got a Waitrose bag under your table which has some items in it. And what we would like you to do is to use what's in the bag to build a tower or draw a tower. And it can be any sort of tower. It can be big, it can be small, it can be intricate, it can be simple. But we're going to have 5 minutes, and I'm going to be looking to see who's done the best. Now, if you've got drinks without lids on, please be really, really careful. There's a battle going on here between the Bruces at the front and Jasmine and Misha and the girls, and the Bruces at the back. There are some fantastic towers. So I'm going to count down to the stop from 10. You can join with me if you want to. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6... 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh. Well done, everybody, for joining in. We're going to stop now before it gets too competitive. But you've made some fantastic creations with what you've been given. You've all had different things, but you've all made a fantastic tower, and I've seen some really brilliant drawn towers as well. Do I need to start again? No. No. So, brilliant. Well done, everybody. I hope you had fun doing that. Use this one. You can turn it off. Just use this one.
Just use that. Just hand it over. Hold it with hand.
Okay.
We'll try with this one instead. Is that better? Hopefully that will work. I was just saying, you've made absolutely fantastic towers. And with different materials. You've used different things, but they're all brilliant. even though they're different, and even though there was a bit of competition, and one is still standing at the back very well. But brilliant, thank you. So we're going to move on now to have our reading. And our reading today is in Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. But you can find it in the Bible, but we're bringing it to you in a special way today from the south coast on a lovely beach. See if you can recognise some friends there.
Again, it would be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one, he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more bags. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Come and share your master's happiness." The man who had 2 bags of gold also came. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant." So he took the bag of gold from him. For whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them.
Well, what a... Am I on this? Which one do you want me to go on, this one or that one? This one, you're great. What a lovely dramatised reading from the curate's family and the Whartons. Looks like they got a little bit of sun at least. Now, we're going to talk about that in a minute, but before we do, I want to just tell you an exciting answer to prayer that we've had. Now, some of you will have been here at our services last Sunday morning and last Sunday evening when we had the talks from New Wine. And what we did at both services, well, we were thinking about the octagon, and I was particularly talking in last Sunday morning service about how we're just wondering whether God is saying to us in this new season to set up a new worshipping community on a Sunday at the octagon. And in the evening, we were particularly praying that God would take down any barriers to stop that from happening. Well, that was last Sunday. On Thursday, we had a really exciting bit of news. Because one of the barriers that there's been is that there's been another group using the octagon and long-standing booking on a Sunday, which has meant that actually it's not been available to us. On Thursday, that group cancelled their booking. We prayed for it on Sunday. On Thursday, God answered our prayer. And I think that's real confirmation from God. You know, this is something he's wanting us to do. So we're going to keep praying. We put in the temporary booking. A few of us are going to get together at the end of August and pray, what does God want us to do? But, you know, I think that's an amazing answer to prayer, don't you? So we can give a little clap. Now, parable of the talents. Who's been watching the Olympics this week? Who's enjoyed watching the Olympics? Because at the Olympics, we've seen an awful lot of talent, haven't we? So I thought we'd have another challenge, first of all, now. And we're going to play Britain's Got Olympic Talent. And the way we're going to play this is on your tables, I've got 4 pictures of British medalists in this last 10 days. And I want you on your tables to try and work out who is it, what sport or what competition, and what medal did they win? Okay? Are you ready? So here's the first one. Who have we got? Tom Daly, as we found out, not only a talent for knitting, yes, knitting. He won the gold medal for diving, but perhaps he's going for the gold medal for knitting as well. He actually won a gold and a bronze Two medals there. Okay, next one. I'll give you a clue about this one. This was quite early on in the Games, and it was actually Britain's first significant medal. Adam Peaty, it is. What event? Swimming. And how many medals did he win? Three. Two gold and one silver. But an amazing guy who's been unbeaten in his individual event for a couple of years now. Okay, next one. Particularly one for you younger people to inspire you. Can anyone tell me the name? It is skateboarding. Fantastic. Does anyone tell me her name? Sky. Sky Brown. And she won a... And how old is she? Amazing, isn't it? And next Olympics, she's going for surfing and skateboarding, she says. Right, this last one's a bit trickier. Okay, let's go for the event, first of all. Clue there, it's the pole vault. Name? Well done, Holly Bradshaw. And you can tell the Olympic buffs around here, can't you? And the medal, she won a bronze. And the great thing about Holly Bradshaw, you know, this is about her fifth, sixth significant competition. And she'd gone sixth, fifth, fourth, and then this time she'd got third. And she talked about how she'd nearly given up a couple of years ago because she just wasn't achieving what she wanted to achieve. So I think all of those guys are amazing talents and have used their talent and have taken a risk and risked failing. And some of the athletes did fail, didn't they? But you have to step out and risk failing in order to achieve things sometimes. So today, the parable is all about using our own talents. And the interesting thing about this story is that this story is the story that we get the English word talent from. We understand what talent means now. Talent means things that you're good at, particularly. But actually, this is the story that actually that word came from in our understanding now. And actually, this story is all about how we use our talents for our master, God. So the story begins, as we heard, with the master going off on a long journey. And what we're told is he entrusted his wealth to his servants. That means he gave them what was his. And I think this reminds us a little bit, you know, if our master is God, this reminds me a little bit of when Jesus had died and come back to life again. He then went back to heaven, didn't he? But before he went back to heaven, he said to his disciples, his friends, he said, now go and carry on the mission that I've been doing. He passed on, he entrusted to his disciples, and actually really to us still now, to carry on doing the work that he was doing when he was on earth of showing God's love and telling people about God and God's love. And he entrusted that to his disciples, his friends. He said, go and do that. Go and make disciples of all nations. And so that's where I think we can think about the story that actually Jesus left this earth. He entrusted that job to us. Back to the story. So what happens in the story? The master gives each servant some of his wealth. To one, he gave how many bags to the first one? Five. Brilliant. So the next one, he gave two bags, and to the last one he gave one bag, didn't he? And bags of gold or talents. Now, the word talent in those times actually was equivalent to about 20 years' wages for a labourer. So imagine a labourer's job in 20 years, that's what one bag of gold or one talent would have been. So actually he gave to each of them different amounts, but he gave to each of them actually a lot of money. And it asked those people to use what he'd given them well. And I want to ask us two big questions from this story. The first one is this. What has God given you? You see, in this story, the bags of gold that the servants were given, that wasn't their own money. It was the master had given it to them. And similarly for us, what has God given each one of us? Because the great message of this story is that God has given something to each one of us. And I don't think this story really is purely talking about money. You know, some people here will have lots of money and some people here will have hardly any money. Especially you little children. So it's not just about money. I think it's also about our gifts and our abilities and our passions, what we're good at. And some of you children might be just working out what you're good at, but it might also be things like, who's good at making friends here? Is anyone good at making friends? Yeah, I know you guys are, aren't you? I know that's a real gift of God that you can use. It might be about how we use our time, the time that God has given us. And we, this church, are blessed with lots of people who are retired, who are busier than the rest of us, but actually perhaps have a bit more time than those of us who are working. It might be that actually about where you've come from, your background, your education. That's a gift that we have. It might be about our experiences, and we're going to hear about this from Ryan in a moment. And sometimes that can be good and bad experiences. But what we've been through in life actually can be a gift to us to use for God in the future. Or it might be about your position or influence. I look around here and I know a few people who actually have been quite high up in different organisations. And perhaps are bosses of their own businesses or involved in different organisations. You've got a lot of influence. And that's something that God's given you. How do you use that for God? So I want to show you a little interview that I did earlier this week with Ryan Kerwin. Ryan's on holiday now, so he couldn't be with us today, but he did this interview because Ryan's been part of our life group, men's life group, in the morning, and we've been doing the Shape course, and we had a really interesting conversation with that, and Ryan's going to just tell us all about it now, which talks about how he's using his talents.
Well, hi, Ryan. It's great to have you here. And you've been doing the Shape course with our life group on a Wednesday morning, haven't you? And do you want to just tell everybody something about what that course has been like and how it's helped you?
It's been great. Just over the last weeks, covering different points each week. And yeah, it's really helped give me a sense of what my purpose is overall and where God's leading me.
Great, and it's been lovely too to share with the group, isn't it? And hear each other's stories and hear each other's passions. And it's been, I think we've got to know each other really well, haven't we, in the last few weeks of our group. And back in week one, we had a really interesting conversation, didn't we? So the question was, what's your passion? What's God giving you a passion for? And where might that come from? And do you want to share what you gave as the answer to that and just share with everybody something of your story there?
Well, I knew that my passion is worship. That's what I've been doing for a while now. It's just something I love, and talking about it with this course, I think I just realised that it's my experience, what I've been through, and just how God has transformed my life and everything He's done. He's done so much. I just want to give back to Him really any way I can. Just that gratitude for what He's done. And I suppose that's what really drives me to worship and praise Him. Yeah.
It's just so brilliant to hear you say that. And we're just so so grateful for you being part of the worship team. We love you being up there, and we can see just how much you worship when you play, and just hearing that that's the reason for it is so encouraging. So we just pray that you will continue to step out into all that God's called you to be, and thank you for sharing today, Ryan. It's great.
God given you. You might actually prefer to talk about it with somebody next to you. If you've got little ones, you might like to talk to them particularly. But just for a minute, let's all pause and think, what has God given me that He wants me to use? Think about some of those things. Just have a think. Okay. So, what happened in the story next? Well, the master... Well, no, actually, what happened to each of those servants? What did they do with what they'd been given? So the first servant, who was given 5 bags, it says he went at once and put his money to work. You know, maybe he was a businessman who invested it in his business. And he made 5 more bags. And he grew what he'd been given. And he doubled it from 5 to 10 bags. And then the second servant, who was given 2 bags, he did the same. He put it to work immediately as well. And he managed to grow it to and get another 2 bags of gold, another 2 talents. But the third servant, what was it that he did with it? You can see on the picture. What did he do? He buried it, didn't he? He dug a hole and he buried it. Now, I wonder why he did that. I think because he was scared. I think because he was scared of failing. Scared of losing his master's money and then getting into trouble with it. And this leads us on to the next question, the second question. How are you using your talents? I want you to think about what you've been given. Think about what you just thought about. How are you using those things? How are you using those things for God? By helping people. Brilliant. That's great. And I want to ask the question, which of those 3 servants are you most like? Are you like the first 2 servants who go out and work hard to see their talents used for their master? Or are you like the 3rd servant who is afraid and buries them? You know, I want to tell you a little bit of how I can be like the 3rd servant sometimes. And it's something I've often had to battle with because, you know, I've often been afraid of failing. And sometimes I haven't done things because I've been afraid that I would fail. And I think many of us can struggle with that. We can be afraid that we're not going to succeed. We're going to be afraid that we're going to be disappointed and disappoint others. Or maybe we're going to be afraid that if we start doing that, we're not going to be able to cope and we're going to find it all too overwhelming and we're not going to be able to manage and we won't have the capacity. You know, for some of us, that's a real battle. And I want to say to you several times, if I'm honest, in this job, I felt like quitting. Because I was afraid of failing and I felt I couldn't do it. I was afraid of not being good enough for you lot and not being good enough for God. And at times that fear has really paralyzed me and I've had to battle against it. But by the grace of God and by your encouragement, I've been able to keep going and I've been able to do what God's called me to do, or some of it here. And we're just beginning, I think. And, you know, your encouragement and God's encouragement has helped me to keep going. But I know that there are going to be people sitting in this room. If you're honest, you know that actually you are hiding your talents and gifts. You know that God's given you amazing experiences maybe in the past, which you can use to help others, but you're holding back because you're not sure you can do it, or you're not sure you've got the capacity in life to do it. You know you've got amazing abilities and gifts that God's given you, but you're scared that if you step out, you're going to be overwhelmed and not be able to cope. Perhaps there are some here who, because of your roles, your jobs or responsibilities, you find yourself in particular positions of influence where you could speak out for God and for others and make a real difference, but actually you choose to keep quiet because you're scared of the consequences if you do. And, you know, when we do those things, what we're doing is we're burying the gift that God's given us. Now, I'm not saying this to make us all feel guilty. That's not what this is about. That's not God's way. But what I want us to hear this morning more than anything is, you know, God says this to us. He says, I've entrusted these things to you because I believe in you. And I go with you to help you be all that I've called you to be. And I'm going to make sure that in my strength you can do it. So don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Don't hold back. but step out and use whatever I've entrusted to you. I think that's an amazing thing, if we can really hear God say that to us. The end of the parable describes the master returning and how each of the servants had to give an account to the master of how they'd used what he'd given to them. And it reminds us, you know, that the one day the Bible says that at the end of time, Jesus will return as well. He's gone back to be with his Father, but he's going to return. And each of us is going to be asked to give an account to God for how we've used the gifts and talents and experiences that he's given us. And he'll ask us what part have we played in the mission of God that he's entrusted to us to go out and share his love with a needy world. And I wonder just what you'll answer when that question is asked of you. So as I close, I want to invite you to pause again for a moment and just listen in the stillness to what God wants to say to you and have an honest conversation with God right now. And answer this question with God. At this moment in time, how am I using what God has entrusted to me? And what does God want to say to me right now, today, on the 8th of August, 2021? For some of you, I know God wants to commend you like the first two servants. For many, many of you here. And say to you, well done, you good and faithful servants. And for some of you, he may well go further. He says, because you've been faithful in these little things, I want to entrust you with these big things. And I'm going to give you even more to use for my glory. If you sense that, I want to encourage you to ask God in prayer, what does that mean for me? What does it mean for you to give me more things? What does that mean for me to do? And if there's anyone here who your honest answer is, I'm afraid I've buried for now God's talents and gifts, then in the quiet, just confess and say sorry to God. And ask him to help you take a risk and step out again. And ask him just to show you what might that first step, which is often the most difficult step, be. It might be to come to someone and come to me and say, I feel God's given me this gift. Can you help me work out how I can use it? That might be for some the first step. So let's just pause, shall we, in the quiet. And I'm going to pray. And I want to then invite you to ask those questions to God and see what God says. Father God, we thank you for the gifts that you've given each and every person here. And I thank you that you entrust us with your gifts to use them for your glory. And I pray right now in the silence that you'll speak to each one of us about how we're using those gifts and help us to use them even more powerfully for you in the future. So let's be still for a couple of minutes and listen to God in the quiet. Just to respond to that, continue to stay in that place of prayer, we're going to sing, I Will Offer Up My Life, as we offer those things back to God.
You might like to just stay seated and perhaps use this song as a prayer for yourself, just to give back some of the things that he's entrusted to you. as my worship to you. In surrender I must give my every part. Lord, receive the sacrifice of a broken heart. Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring to so faithful a friend, to so loving a King? Savior, what can be said? What can be sung as a praise of your name for the things you have done? All my words could not tell. For you've paid the great cost, giving up your life to death, even death on a cross. You took all my shame away and defeated my sin, opened up the gates of heaven and have beckoned me in. Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring to so faithful a friend, to so loving a King? Savior, what can be said? What can be sung as a praise of your name for the things you have done? All my words could not tell, not even in debt of love that is owed by this thankful heart.
We're going to continue to think about our God-given gifts, talents and abilities, and in a moment we're going to pray. But first, I wonder if you've noticed the window displays. So Mary couldn't be here this morning, but she set up these great displays around the church just to help us consider our gifts. Because some lovely gardens around, I'm sure. And then techiness. I'm not sure that's actually a word, but techiness, people who are good at technology and stuff. So the last one on that side is people who have gifts for being with children, for looking after them, caring for them, or doing things with them. And then we've got handicrafts, woodwork and sewing and all sorts of things. Managing money and music, which we've obviously have some very talented people here today, and then sports is the last one. But there's so many different gifts that we could have, and I wonder if you recognize some of these talents, gifts and abilities in yourself or the people around you. Now, I'm sure, and I did just notice someone having a quick sneaky peek, you've been wondering about the little boxes on your tables and why they're here. And the time has come to find out how we're going to use those to help us pray. So if you'd like to open the boxes and share the contents, but don't eat them yet. If there aren't enough to go round, I have got some more at the front. So I know it's going to be quite a challenge for children to not eat them yet, but just to hold them or put them on the table in front of you, because we're going to use them to help us pray. So, if everyone's got a sweet, just pop it on the table if it's too much like torture to hold it. And we're going to spend a moment just thinking about someone you know who's used their talents or gifts or abilities to help you flourish. So it might be your mum or your dad. It might be a teacher, a friend, your partner. And then just quietly in your head and your heart, just say thank you to God for them. So just a moment of quiet. I know it's difficult when there's sweets. And just think about someone who's used their talents to help you flourish. Father God, thank you for everyone in our lives who encourages us, helps us to grow and flourish, and shows us your love. Amen. Now, still don't eat your sweet, because we're going to spend a moment thinking about our own talents, gifts and abilities. And ask God to show us how we might use them to help others, to encourage people, to enable them to flourish. So let's just be still for a moment and again, just listen to what God might be saying to us. My good and faithful servant. Amen. So if we say together now the prayer that Jesus taught us. So, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And now, just as if God is saying to us, well done, you can eat your sweet. But if it's a toffee, you might want to wait until we've sung the next song, because... So we're going to sing a song. It's a song that we sing at Early Birds, and it's much loved, and it's called Shine. And there's some great actions to this great song. And it just reminds us that when we use our God-given talents, gifts and abilities, the world will see that God is living in us and what a difference that will make to our families, our communities and in the world. Jane and I are going to try and remember the actions, but I'm not very good, so...
I just wonder if there's anybody else who really knows the actions well, who can perhaps come forward and help us. Because I keep making mistakes and getting them wrong. I can't do them very well. No. Oh, so stand in front.
Well done.
And we'll try as well.
There's
and
two
everybody
more at the back there. Why don't they come down? Come on, lovely ladies.
Come on, Ellen. Come you know on. The actions.
Esme, do you want to come over?
Good.
Stay there.
Right. Okay, are we ready to go then?
Shine
me, fill me, send me. Know me, love me, fill me, send me. Know me, love me, fill me, send me. Know me, love me, fill me, send me. To shine from the inside out, that the world will see you live in me. Shine from the inside out, that the world will see you live in me. You know me, you love me, you fill me, so save me. To shine from the inside out, that the world will see you live in me. Shine from the inside out, that the world will see you live in me. You know me, love me, fill me, send me. Know me, love me, fill me, send me. Love me, fill me, send me. Know me, love me, fill me, send me. To shine.
A bit of practice of that one in Early Birds, and I still can't do it. But there we go. We'll have to do it again sometime. Thank you so much for coming today and for joining in. It's been great. Thank you to Helen and for Mary, who's at home, putting this together. It's been so special to have us all in for the first time since the 15th of March 2020, which was our last service before lockdown. If you remember, the youth led us with that one. And Eddie stood up there and said, we might not be here next week. And I don't think I or the rest of us thought he was being serious. And none of us were here the week after. Two notices, first of all. One is to say, we talked a bit about the SHAPE course today, which several of the life groups are doing, which has been really brilliant. If you're interested in doing the SHAPE course and your life group isn't doing it, or you're not yet connected in a life group, then come and have a chat with me or Helen afterwards. And we'll take your name and we'll find a way of doing it. Many of the life groups are going to be starting in September, I think, and doing it then. But if you're really interested in doing it, I would thoroughly recommend it. Then come and have a chat and we'll find a way of you doing it. And secondly, to say our next reconnection event is happening this coming Saturday at the Messleys, sometime in the afternoon. Look on your mailing, because I can't remember what time. 2.30 to 6, something like that. If you can, book in with the Messleys to let them know you're coming. That would be helpful. Otherwise, just turn up. If you don't know where they live, come and talk to me afterwards. Anybody is welcome. It's just a great chance to get to know each other. And about 20 of us men had another great men's breakfast yesterday, which was all good fun too. So before we finish, I'd like you just to look round at the different people here. And I'd like, as you look round, I'd like you to think, what are the different gifts that are represented in this room? Because, you know, there's amazing gifts and talents and abilities represented in this room. That's why this church is able to do all that it can. Because together, we do it, isn't it? And while we're here, look, we thank the tech team and Derek, who's filming the service at the back. You can watch this service later on this afternoon on the website, if you like, if you missed it first time round. But all of that, we couldn't make it possible without all of that. So let's just finish by saying thank you to God and praying for God's blessing on us. So thank you so much, Lord God, for entrusting us with your gifts so that we can bring your love and joy and peace to others in this broken world. And as we go away from here, help us to keep to thinking about what we thought about today. Show us what it means to use the gifts that you've given us for your glory, and give us the strength to have the courage to do that where we feel afraid and where we feel scared and where we feel like digging a hole and burying our talents. Help us to step out for you and for us to see you do mighty things with us working alongside you. In the name of Jesus, amen. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all now and forever. Amen. Can I encourage us to socialise outside where you can take off your masks? We won't do another coffee on the way out. But do socialise outside and say hello to people. And if you're new to the church and want to find out more, please do come and find myself or Helen afterwards, and we'd love to share more with you.